Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Wow, you know, it's time for the VFN Torch Top 3. We're coming to the end of the extra hour, and we're so excited to be sharing with you the top 3. It is very popular amongst Facebook and all of the ones that are listening to VFN Radio. We want to continue to share all of the highlights with your friends. Share all the segments. We're getting back so much feedback from our VFN Radio listeners, and it just encourages us that we are together. Well, the VFN Torch Top 3, I want to share the number one for today is no matter what happens politically, God's kingdom stands. That is so important, such an amazing highlight, because many things appear to be happening behind the scenes, as they do when men get involved in creating political divisions in America, right? But we know that anything divided will not stand. You know, we got to remember that no man's the answer. It's not about a party. It's not about the Democrats or Republicans. In fact, I love what T.D. Jakes says. He says, God's not a left wing or right wing. He's for the whole bird.
Right.
God's for the whole bird. And no matter what happens politically, the church remains. The kingdom of God remains and remains strong. Our hope for America, our hope is in Jesus and Jesus alone. We want to encourage you. Listen to this segment. Encourage yourself. Begin to think for yourself. Verify what you're hearing against God's word. Because it's when God's people return back and look to God as the answer for America, then let me tell you something, things will begin to change.
Right.
Things begin to change. So that was number one. The second one I want to share is pain relief, how to keep America. Pain relief.
Wow.
And this was an exciting segment. I look back, there's so many wonderful segments on the Torch. And this is one reason why we have the top three, so we can go back and say, wow, I remember that one. That was really good.
It's sort of like, it's sort of like one big loaf of bread.
Yeah.
You know, the bread of God's hope and word.
Right.
And then highlights are, and these segments are just like slicing that loaf of bread up so you can just eat it one slice at a time.
Sure.
Make you a sandwich with two highlights. I like that.
That's so good. Well, here's another slice of bread then in connection with that. We share how, in this segment, how Reverend Billy Graham, and during his ministry, was a consistent and he was steady throughout his life in ministry through the tenure of many United States presidents. Well, you know, Jeremiah the prophet was just like that through many of the years of Israel's transitions. You know, he was the steady voice. He was the steady voice for the Lord. And God is raising up prophets to speak to his people. And God is speaking to his church. The question is, will we listen and will we turn? If you missed yesterday's segment, you got to listen entirely to the first and second hour because you're going to be so encouraged. It's going to be some of the best of times and some of the worst of times. And God has been and is continually to speak prophetic. But we must tune our ears to what the Lord is saying and we must obey. Now, if we listen to God's warnings, which really is a great thing, a warning means that it doesn't have to happen. You know, there is a choice. We can choose what God wants us to do, or we can continue to go the way of the world. And let me tell you, the answer for America, how do we keep America? We said it just a little while ago, is again in Jesus. It's only in the Lord. It's when we leave and turn away from our wicked ways and say, God, we repent. We want you not just back in our nation. Lord, we want you back in our hearts. We want you to reign as Lord of our lives. And then the last segment today we want to talk about in the top three is Just My Daily Bread. Just My Daily Bread. And this is a wonderful wisdom moment, a wonderful wisdom moment found in Proverbs 30, verse 7 through 9. And it reads, keep falsehood far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, who is the Lord? Or I may become poor and steal and so dishonor the name of God. Wow.
That's good.
Yeah, you know, it is so much better to trust the Lord for our provisions, to trust the Lord for everything.
And our number, that number is different for everyone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Give me enough. Well, some people can handle, you know, massive amounts of increase, and it doesn't change who they are.
Right.
Right.
And some people get a C note. And it's like, you know, where's the nearest Second Street? Where's the, you know what I'm saying? They just can't handle it. So so to some people, it's different.
Sure.
You know, whatever that is. So we can't look at other people and say, that's exactly what I need to be. It's like, oh God, just enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever that is.
He knows my number.
No, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. He knows it. And the thing is, you know, can we stand to be blessed? You know, that's the whole question. The question is, can we stand to be blessed? Because so many times God wants to bless us with so many things. That's his desire. He wants to bless us, but he doesn't want us to get lost in the blessing, lost in the sauce, if you will. It's like, I blessed you, I gave you all this stuff, and then I left you. Then you left me.
Yeah.
And we've seen that happen, unfortunately, a couple of times, and maybe more than we want to, you know, talk about, but that's the reality. The reality is that we need to stay close to the Lord, and we're not to get lost in you know, anything else. We need to just trust the Lord in his provision, trust the Lord that he is with us, trust the Lord in every season of our life. And we got to let the main thing be the main thing. You know, oftentimes that we get distracted by just desires or just wants and all this other stuff. Listen, let the main thing be the main thing. If Jesus Christ is the main thing in your life, if he's the main person, then let him be. And we do that when we set that time aside to abide with the Lord. When we allow the Lord to be the Lord of our life, when we say that, you know what? No matter what is happening in my life today, no matter what is happening at work, amongst my family, my friends, you know, I'm going to make Jesus Lord, and I'm going to set the first part of my day. And I know one thing for sure I'm going to do today. I know there's a lot of things happening, a lot of things going on, but I know one thing I'm going to do. And that is, I'm going to set some time apart to be with God. I'm going to read his word. I'm going to listen to what he has to say to me through his word. I'm going to jot it down. I'm going to write it down. I want to keep that close, and I want to obey him. Just my daily bread. It's amazing how the Israelites had fresh manna every day. Isn't that something? Mm-hmm. If they stored too much of it and went back, because they weren't told to store it, they needed to come to God every day for his provision. And God wants to provide for us in so many ways, not just financially, but emotionally, spiritually. He wants us to have an abundant life for him. All of our needs are met in God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.